Hello, and welcome to Eyes on Success, a weekly program of information on the ever-changing world of accessibility. Now here are the hosts of this program, Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy.
Hello, I'm Nancy.
And I'm Pete. Well, as you all know, the unemployment rate for visually impaired individuals is much greater than in the general public. This week, we're going to talk about a resource that can be very useful in trying to hunt down a job.
We'll speak with Joe Streche, Program Manager of Career Connect from the American Foundation for the Blind, about their services and tools for seeking employment, including providing mentors and many other topics related to a successful job search. And towards the end, we'll be talking about other ways you can get information about and from Career Connect. But first, for our tip of the week. This week's tip comes from Joe Streche.
My largest tip and the thing I think that can set someone apart is being able to sell yourself. That tell me a little bit about yourself, having that sales pitch prepared. You know, as I say sales pitch, it's really your elevator speech. You're getting onto an elevator and you have between the first floor and the 30th floor and they hold the key to your dream job and you have the opportunity to sell them on who you are and how you would do that job. Have that sales pitch prepared, because that sales pitch is, as I would tell everyone, it's not just an employment skill, it's a life skill. So we have to be prepared to talk about ourselves in a comfortable manner, talk about our accomplishments. Not everyone is apt to talk about their accomplishments. Some people look at it as bragging, but really we have to be able to explain why we do things well and how we do things and what we've accomplished in the past that relates towards employment or in our past employment. Or have never been employed, what we've done in volunteer experience, what we've done in school and our educational path. So that sales pitch, being able to talk about ourselves and talking about our vision, not in a technical format, but in a practical terms.
And basically, this all comes down to communications. Communication is so important in every aspect of our lives, not only in finding a job, but in networking with other people and interacting with other people. So your communication, written and oral skills really ought to be tuned up.
And if you're not very confident about your communication skills, there's nothing wrong with practicing ahead of time. In case you get into a situation where you need to sell yourself or whatever else, you know, go home and practice first and then you'll feel more comfortable. Let's start by meeting Joe Streche and learning about the American Foundation for the Blind in general, and then in our next segment, we'll focus in on their Career Connect service.
I'm Joe Streche. I work for the American Foundation for the Blind. I am the Career Connect Program Manager for AFB.
And how long have you been doing that?
I have been the Career Connect Program Manager now for 2 years and about 2 months. Prior, I was a project associate within the Career Connect program at AFB, developing content and curriculum around employment and transition from school to work as well.
Many of our listeners and guests have visual impairments. Are you blind yourself?
I am. I have no vision in my left eye. My right eye, I can tell you the lights are on right now. Like if I'm in a dark room with a monitor, I can make out a little bit on it with contrast and magnification, but typically I'm using a screen reader, but I don't have much vision or usable vision at this point in time.
And what was the cause of that?
I have retinitis pigmentosa, deterioration of the retina, and then a healthy dose of cataracts, just, you know, for goodwill.
Yeah, these issues seem to come in combination sometimes.
Yes, they do.
What was your background and how did you get into the field of accessibility?
I did my graduate work at Florida State University in teaching children who are blind or visually impaired and orientation and mobility. So teaching people who are blind or visually impaired how to travel and use the white cane. And then I did a specialty around transition from school to work. I've had a lot of different jobs specific to our field building towards where I am today. And really my goal was to manage Career Connect when I was in graduate school. But along the way, I worked as an itinerant rehab therapist or vision rehabilitation therapist or teacher. And then I moved on to orientation mobility, where I taught orientation mobility. I also developed curriculum specific to job seeking skills, adjustment to vision loss. Really, I felt like the ultimate goal is employment.
So this is just one of the programs that AFB sponsors, but can you just tell us a little bit about what AFB is, just for people who don't know?
Oh, most definitely. AFB is the American Foundation for the Blind. AFB is most notably known for a person who worked for AFB for 44 years. Helen Keller worked for us doing advocacy and other work and spreading the importance of education and equal rights for people with disabilities and also people who are blind or visually impaired. AFB is a organization based around publishing of materials specific to professionals who are work with people who are blind or visually impaired through our AFB Press side. On the technology side, we work with mainstream technology companies to help them develop accessibility within their products and their websites and other aspects. Also, we develop innovative products too that can help people who are blind or visually impaired, and most notably now in the app realm. In the employment side, we work with employers, job seekers, also youth, and also the professionals who work with either youth or adults who are blind or visually impaired. Also specific to parents and families, we have a family of websites. We have Family Connect, which works with parents, connecting parents to other parents. It's a partnership between AFB and NAPFI, the National Association of Parents with Children with Visual Impairments. Also, we have a site called Vision Aware, which is a site about the adjustment to vision loss. And it's aimed at adults who are dealing with vision loss and their family members.
And we did a prior show, number 1410, in which we spoke with Pris Rogers, the director of Vision Aware, about that.
A very useful resource.
We also have e-learning format where we provide webinars to professionals specific to content and information that's out there to continue their education. We also have Access World, which is a free online technology magazine that evaluates mainstream and assistive or access technology, providing what the insights are specific to people who are blind or visually impaired. There's an app for that, as with Career Connect, which is about career exploration, job seeking skills, and navigating the employment process.
As you can see, they've got a huge assortment of services, and we'll be talking about just one of those.
You are listening to Eyes on Success. Success, 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 success.
This week's focus topic is AFB's Career Connect service.
Can you give us a summary of what Career Connect is and what its main mission is?
Definitely. Career Connect is a job-seeking skills, navigating the employment process, career exploration, and e-mentoring program. Really, Career Connect is about connection. You know, we can provide connection to resources and information about how to navigate the employment process and tips and advice, not just from my own point of view, but from and not as a professional, but also from persons who are successfully employed out there in the world. A lot of our mentors, when developing content and curriculum, we try to include our mentors who are out there working to provide advice that's useful and practical.
So you talked about having mentors. These are volunteers who agree to be contacted by job seekers. Roughly how many do you have?
Our database has about 3,000 mentors in it, but I would tell you that we have about 1,000 active mentors that are really connected to the program and that are providing advice to youth and adults who are blind or visually impaired out there in the world, and also the professionals. And we also have family members that come to connect with these mentors to get advice and follow through. We change how our mentor program works to a Facebook-like feel, like a social networking type feel, so that it's all inclusive within our program where mentors create a profile and users go in and they associate to these mentors. They can post on their page or they can send them a message, but it's all within the Career Connect system.
And can you give us a rough feeling of some of the careers that your mentors encompass?
Definitely. Our mentors encompass about 372 different career fields. They range from the lawyers to people that are in construction or into carpentry, metalwork. We have mechanics. We have people who are financial analysts. We have people who are in call centers. We have people who are doing transcription, all kinds of fields. If, you know, when people ask what are the, you know, the typical fields out there that people who are blind or visually impaired are working in, I'm like, pretty much people who are blind or visually impaired are working in those fields besides like airline pilot or taxi driver, though I think that's debatable because I don't know if you've ridden in any taxis lately. Once in a while, you wonder, hey, maybe this person's visually impaired too.
Yes. So I've actually been a mentor in your program for a number of years. I haven't been contacted in a bit, but over the years, I've gotten a number of contacts from people being a research physicist, and I think it's a very useful service. People will contact me and say, gee, you know, I'm going into college, but how does a blind person do mathematics? And just to know that it's possible to do these things or that other people have broken through that barrier, I think is very important.
I think that's a great point. I'll tell you that a lot of people look to see what our mentors are working in. You know, when teachers are working with youth who are blind or visually impaired or adults who are blind or visually impaired, they're looking at the types of professions and the different professions. And I'll tell you, people are often surprised because they're like, you know, most people who are out there don't have a great knowledge and don't know a lot of other people who are blind or visually impaired. You know, to have these volunteers out there who are successfully employed in all these different types of professions that can provide that positive impact, you know, that image that almost just about anything is possible.
Well, I think that's important that you show the diversity of the jobs that are available to people, both for the visually impaired individual, as well as the people who are trying to place them. I think all too often people don't think expansively enough. You know, they'll say, well, you can work at a call center, you can become a social worker, but they don't think of things like, you know, if you get some more education, you can become a lawyer, a scientist, you know, any number of other jobs.
Oh, yeah. You're so right with that comment. Specifically, it's not always just the youth and their families that are not thinking about what opportunities are available with that type of training or education. As you mentioned, STEM, and I'm sure you're passionate about the STEM area, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics.
Absolutely.
You know, it's such a hot area, and there have been such great developments in that area for people who are blind or visually impaired.
Well, the technology, I think, has made many of these higher level jobs a lot more feasible for a visually impaired person to cope with.
You're so right about that. You know, I don't know what I could do without my technology. I would say I love technology. It's made me so much more efficient and be able to access so many different things. I would not call myself super tech. I love technology. I use technology. I'm always interested in technology, and I've mentors who, you know, impacted my life specific to technology and still do, you know, it providing us the access to information we didn't have and also putting it at our fingertips at a very efficient manner too.
Unemployment among visually impaired people is notoriously a big issue. Can you talk a little bit about some of the statistics of unemployment among the visually impaired?
There are a few numbers we can grab at, and people will debate the validity of all of these numbers, truthfully. They all have their pluses and minuses. The statistic people might throw out is around between 48 or 54%. They'll say employed, and that's debatable because the level of employment can range from part-time and a more minimal number of hours, also the type of work. It doesn't look into the quality of work and compared to their education. And there is that scary number of people who have lost their engagement. They are no longer participating in the employment process or even navigating the employment process and have moved on to not participating. So we try to re-engage those people, but also work with people early on so that they have tips and advice about navigating the employment process.
So do you have any kind of general guidelines for when in the job hunting process you recommend people disclose their visual impairment?
I am prone to early on. You know, there is no right or wrong answer, but I'll tell you the employment process is about building trust between the job seeker and the employer. The earlier you provide that information, the more trust that will be built. you know, there are biases and roadblocks and obstacles we all have to face. The fact is, do I want to work for an employer who may discriminate against a person? And you know, I tell people 99% of my interactions with employers and businesses and the public are positive around my disability. Really, it's an education process, an awareness process. So I believe in providing that information early and then having your sales pitch that tell me a little bit about yourself, that really that most common question asked in a job interview, have it down to a science. And I tell youth and adults, it's not really an employment or a job skill or practice. It's a life skill. You know, as a person with a disability, being able to talk about yourself in a comfortable manner and talk about your disability and how you accommodate for it is a life skill.
Well, as you say, employers and adults in particular are often very reluctant to talk or question your disability. But being the visually impaired person, you know what the solutions are. You know how you get around some of the problems that may happen, but others don't. And to educate them and make them feel more comfortable. And as we say, it's often better to present people with a solution rather than a problem.
That's a great line right there. I couldn't have said that any better.
So I think your mentor program is really very interesting and very useful. Can you talk about the experience? How do people sign up for this? How does it work?
Well, our website is www.afb.org/CC. Career Connect is a free resource to people who are blind or visually impaired, to adults, professionals, to family members, to the mentors, obviously, who we ask to volunteer with it. So the registration process is pretty easy. You go out, you select the register, you go through and you fill out a basic application of information. It provides you prompts on what you do next. You're building out what is like a social networking profile now. Otherwise, it says like make connections. Our sections of our website are designed to make it easier on individuals trying to find information. We have a section called Explore Careers. We have a section called Find a Job, a section called Make Connections. And Make Connections, obviously, is about interacting with mentors who are blind or visually impaired.
Is that the same way a prospective mentor would register, or is there something different for them?
Yeah, we created a universal login and registration process 3 years ago to make the process easier. We used to have two different ways to register. Now it's a series of questions and checkboxes. And these questions and checkboxes help determine whether you're a mentor or a user. Obviously, mentors can be both, but the fact is they check a box that's saying that they're employed and that they also agree to be a mentor. And there's guidelines for mentors about the process. And there's also guidelines for people who are users, too, that they agree to these terms and conditions of the website.
We have listeners from around the world, and this is run by the American Foundation for the Blind. Do you permit non-Americans to participate?
Most definitely. We actually have a part of Career Connect called Career Connect Canada. It's, I would say, more limited at this point in time, but we do. We're utilized in the UK. About 12% of our use is worldwide. The rest, majority by far, is in the United States. But so we have mentors who are in other countries as well, definitely in the UK, Canada, Australia, and other countries.
Now, a lot of this happens over the web, over the internet, but you also mentioned that you have a Career Connect app. Can you describe what your app is and what kind of function people can get out of that?
I can definitely. Our Career Connect app launched on June 24th. The Career Connect app is the first version. Actually, we should have a second version coming out in probably December or January. The first version offers access to our Our Story section, which is success stories about mentors and other people who are blind or visually impaired. They're written by the mentors, but also by our staff, Dietra Bannister, who oversees our mentor side of the program. We work together as a great team. We also have within the app the lesson plans for teachers and professionals section, which offers over 82 lessons around transition activities, short lessons that can be utilized with students who are blind or visually impaired, but also they're being utilized with parents and families so that they can work with their children too. We also have the Career Connect blog, which launched last year. So you have access to our Career Connect blog, which provides updates about the program, but also provides a lot of useful information about tips and advice as navigating the employment process, linkages to resources.
Can you also connect with mentors from within the app?
That's coming in version 2. Version 2 will offer the access to the social networking side of Career Connect. We should be launching that in December or January. So look for version 2. And then version 3 will probably be specific to the Job Seekers Toolkit, which is within the Career Connect website. When you register for Career Connect, you can register for this online course about navigating the employment process. It has 33 lessons and with tips and advice about going through self-awareness into career exploration tools and resources, into the pre-interview skills and resources, into the interview and follow-up.
And what platforms is this app available on?
Currently, it's only available through the Apple App Store, through the iOS. It was designed around the iPod Touch and iPhone, but it could be utilized in the iPad as well. But we know people who are blind or visually impaired are using many platforms, so we'll be looking to bring it to the Android platform in the future as well.
A couple of months ago, we did a related show, number 1431, on tips for finding a job with somebody who recently has. And he stressed that what he thought was the most important thing was network, network, network. Do you have any comments or advice about networking?
Using social media, keeping your information up to date, also realizing and vetting the information that you're putting out there and releasing into the community, maintaining your network too, making sure you keep contact with people, whether it's through social media or in person. Social media is only so great. It allows you to help maintain and grow your network, but really that in-person contact is much more valuable. There's only so much you can do through an electronic format. It's more valuable to have that in-person ability to connect with someone, whether it's over the phone or in person. I'm a huge fan of LinkedIn and the opportunities that it provides to connect with other people working in an industry that you're interested in, to grow your network and provide that introductory connection before you're getting to know someone at a deeper level.
Now for this week's final item, how you can get more information about and from Career Connect, including in-person and remote seminars.
How can people contact Career Connect or find out more?
Well, our website is www.afb.org/cc. CareerConnect@afb.org is an email address that will go to our program. My phone number is 304-710-3029, and that's my direct extension.
And they can go to your website to sign up for the message boards, webinars, or Career Connect, I suppose.
That's correct. AFB has a whole slew of message boards besides the ones we have, but we have cluster-related message boards, such as law, healthcare, STEM area, like engineering, and also we have business and finance and so on. But we also have a message boards, one called Work Life. One is called Career Connect Forum for Youth. It's aimed at youth who are blind or visually impaired and connecting them and allowing them access to each other, them connecting and talking about different topics. I'll tell you, they talk about a lot of changes in technology. They talk about orientation mobility and using the white cane and such. But you can register for all of these resources through the Career Connect website. But AFB also in general has other message boards that you can register through the AFB website too.
What kind of teaching and training resources do you have?
Yeah, I have a grant that allows me to do close to 23 workshops per year around the country. Hence, my travel schedule is quite busy. It allows me to interact with youth who are blind or visually impaired, also the professionals, and introduce them to all the tools and resources that we are putting out there, but also coach the youth about navigating the employment process and also what is possible. As I talk to them and I ask them questions about what their career interest is for the future, but also what their educational plan is, what types of objectives they have. And if they don't have objectives, the workshops are developed around them building their objectives towards the future.
And what about people who aren't able to attend an in-person seminar?
Our AFB Press and e-learning center offers webinars specific to all kinds of topics, typically aimed at professionals, but we're actually, Career Connect will be doing some webinars over the coming year, some aimed at professionals, but I'm hoping to do a couple aimed at consumers, at job seekers and youth who are blind or visually impaired, around employment issues and navigating the employment process and current changes, and also aimed at mentors who are blind or visually impaired, connecting mentors to mentors and allowing them to share their experiences with people out there too.
And a webinar is?
Well, it's an audio track, but we'll also have whether a PowerPoint or slides or information presented in a visual format that is converted into an HTML format to allow screen readers access to that information in an easy manner too. So you're listening to the audio track, and also we have transcripts for all of our webinars too, so you can read along if you're not able to access the audio track too. It provides information, updates on different things. We have webinars that provide information on orientation mobility, resources, also specific to new trends in education and also coming in the near future, transition and employment.
So basically, a webinar is a web-based seminar that you can participate in without going anywhere.
Definitely. You know, it's access to information from your home. We're also bringing the video format to Career Connect in the near future, probably in this coming year. We'll be launching a new course about maintaining an advancement in employment for people who are blind or visually impaired. And within that, we're going to have video lessons as well. So you'll be able to access the lessons in a textual format or print format, but you'll also be able to access it through just listening to a video or watching a video.
And how do people find these and sign up for them?
You can go to afb.org and go to our e-learning center, and it'll provide a list of the different webinars that we have offered. We have a whole slew of information, including webinars about technology and also low vision technology, and then also about assessment around low vision technology.
And as usual, if you're looking for any of that contact information to find out more, go to our show notes for this episode at www.eyesonsuccess.net.
That's it for show number 1439. Next week on Eyes on Success, we'll be talking about raising a visually impaired child. You've met Rebecca, a blind youth, several times in prior episodes of Eyes on Success, and actually even back when it was called Viewpoints. Next week, we'll speak with her parents, Steve and Marjorie, about their experiences raising her and navigating the school system and the rest of the world and trying to teach her to be an independent young adult. If you have any questions regarding something you've heard about on the show, or you'd like to share an idea for a future show, send an email to hosts@eyesonsuccess.net or call us at 585-258-0333, and we'll try to address your question in an upcoming program.
You've been listening to Eyes on Success, hosted and produced by Nancy Goodman-Torpy and Peter Torpy, and distributed by WXXI Reach Out Radio. For detailed information or a full archive of programs, visit www.eyesonsuccess.net. You can also follow us on Facebook and on audioboo.fm at Eyes on Success, or Twitter at @_EyesOnSuccess. We hope you will join us again next week for more information and updates on products for accessible living. Thanks for listening to Eyes on Success, and have a nice day.